De Ronde van Vlaanderen, daar wil ik het even over hebben. Voor Vlaamse luisteraars behoeft dat eigenlijk geen introductie, want de wielerwedstrijd is daar een begrip. Zonder meer is het de belangrijkste eendaagse wielerwedstrijd van het jaar voor alles en iedereen dat Vlaams is. Maar in de internationale wielerwereld is het ook een mega belangrijke wedstrijd. Het was afgelopen zondag en ik moet zeggen, ik heb er echt van genoten. En met een reden natuurlijk, want het werd een echt Nederlands feestje. We gaan terug naar het begin van de dag. Dan gaan de vrouwen van start.
Now the fireworks begin. It's Anna van der Breggen.
Aha.
She is the Olympic champion and she's applying the pressure now. She's in the smallest gear out of the seat. It's a very steep climb.
20%.
Sowieso natuurlijk goed dat de vrouwen op dezelfde dag koersen als de mannen, want het vrouwenwielrennen dat wordt niet altijd even serieus genomen, maar in de Ronde van Vlaanderen dus wel. En hier domineren de Nederlanders echt de koers. Het is dus Anna van der Breggen die wint, maar ook de nummers 2, Amy Pieters, en de nummers 3, Annemiek van Vleuten, zijn Nederlands.
En de crowds are huge at the finish line here in Oudenaarde. En they're all cheering for Anna van der Breggen.
En dan gaan de mannen van start. De Ronde van Vlaanderen, voor mensen die het niet weten, dat is een keiharde wedstrijd. 267 kilometer lang, dat is flink stuk fietsen. En tussendoor heel veel steile stukjes klimmen op boerenlandweggetjes van kasseien.
Nicky Terpstra is riding away from Vincenzo.
De Nederlander Nicky Terpstra rijdt voor de Belgische ploeg Quickstep en hij zet er vroeg de aanval in. En niemand kan hem meer bijhalen.
And this time it's Nicky Terpstra who gets to raise his arms.
Ja, en na die finish met zijn armen hoog de lucht in is Terpstra natuurlijk dolblij. Maar hij blijkt echt ook een beetje een aparte vogel. En met gevoel voor humor zingt hij een liedje. Dat doet hij namelijk na elke wieleroverwinning. Dan gaat hij niet voor de microfoon een mooi interview geven. Nee, dan gaat hij even een liedje zingen. Luister maar.
Weet je, ik reed naar de Quaremont toe. Ik wist dat ik die groep moest pakken. En ik bouwde op. Ik bouwde op. Ik bouwde op en het bloed stond naar mijn kop. Het was de liefde. De liefde voor de koers.
Ja, mooie man die Nicky Terpstra. Ik ga even erover verder praten. En niet met zomaar iemand, nee, met de SBS-wielercommentator Henk Vogels.
Ja, goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen. Hoe gaat het met je?
Ja, heel goed. Mijn Nederland is heel slecht, maar we staan een beetje, maar praten is niet zo goed.
Nou, het klinkt heel goed, maar we zullen het voor het gemak even in het Engels doen. Want wat ik vooral wil weten, Henk, werd jij ook een beetje trots van binnen toen Nicky Terpstra als eerste over de finish kwam?
Ja, het was een heel goed dag voor de Oranje. En hij was ongelooflijk sterk. In die laatste 50 kilometer. Ik werk voor SBS als commentator. En in België is de klassieke voor Nicky Terpstra. Hij was zo sterk en heel slim ook. En een ongelooflijke ploeg met Quickstep. Hij was de sterkste op die dagen op de kasseien. Heel sterk de laatste 50 kilometer. Ongelooflijk coureur is hij. Hij heeft Parijs-Roubaix gewonnen en nu Ronde van Vlaanderen. Ja.
Maar ben jij as a Australian with Dutch roots, does it make you feel more proud that a Dutchman wins?
Yeah, exactly. My father was born in Haarlem, in North Holland, and my mother was born in Amsterdam, and we both raced for Australia, but my father raced professionally in Holland for the Caballero ploeg in 64.
Wow.
And then I raced the Olympics in 2000 and 1992, but I also raced for the Dutch Rabobank ploeg in 95 and 96, so I've still got lots of family in Holland, and for you know, I always follow how the Dutchies are going. Tom Dumoulin is very good at the moment, and the Dutchies are riding very well. So, you know, I also follow the Australians. I'm Australian. I was born in Australia, but, you know, my whole family, I have more family in Holland than I do in Australia. So, yeah, I follow both.
Yeah, I'm very interested. And it's a good time these years to claim as an Australian that you have Dutch roots, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. My father is a crazy Dutchman, and and right now the Dutchies are riding so very strongly. So, it's good I get to work with SBS on the television and call these races. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know Nicky? Have you ever met him? Have you spoke to him?
No, I don't know. I mean, I retired in 2008. I raced for the Lotto de Vitamon squad in 05, 06. And, so I don't know. He's the next generation after me. So he would have been a Neo Pro when I was racing. So for a couple of years. But, you know, Nicky's now almost a veteran in the sport. So
that's true, yeah. Dutch cycling is really becoming very strong at the moment.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, now we have in Holland Tom Dumoulin, who is, you know, in my books, top favourite for the Tour de France. And you have, like, the best classics rider in the world now with Nicky Terpstra. And with the women, I think that they are the best female cyclists in the world by far. And as far as back as Leontien van Morsel have always been the strongest in the world. So, and even on the track now, they're starting to ride at a world-class level too. So, you know, it is a good time. I mean, it's such a traditionally strong country for cyclists, obviously. You know, everyone rides a bike in Holland, but now they're coming back to, you know, the force that they were between the 60s up into the early 2000s. You know, they were the powerhouse in cycling. So now they're coming back to that level. Whereas, you know, the Italians and the Spanish pretty much dominated for the last 10 or 15 years. The Dutch are coming back now to where they were before that.
So that's exciting for us as Australians with Dutch roots.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, my father sits and watches the Dutch television, streaming it online. And he would, even though his son is watching SBS, I think he prefers to watch the Dutch streaming the bike races in Holland, and he watches the Telegraph every day, and he doesn't stream Australian news stories. He goes to the Telegraph in Holland on the internet. So, yeah, he's a real Dutchman, and he's been back, I think, every year for the last 35. So he's in Perth in West Australia, but he's a real Dutchie.
It's incredible that he doesn't watch his son on TV, but he prefers to watch the Dutch commentary.
No, I'm sure he watched me on television, but he still loves listening to the Dutchies. And you know, I must be a little bit obviously biased towards SBS, but I even like listening to the Dutch commentators.
Well, I must say I like listening to and watch SBS. Certainly, is easier for me. But I'm also very happy with Robbie McEwen and his fabulous Dutch pronunciation of everything Dutch.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Robbie speaks very good Dutch, and he lived and he's married to a Belgian lady, Angelique. So he lived there for many, many years. So he speaks fluent Flams. So he spent 15 years there living in Belgium. So he's very good in the language. But Robbie is also a very good commentator because he's very precise and technical. So, and he raced there for 15 years. So, you know, he knows what he's talking about. And Matt Keenan's obviously an encyclopedia of the sport. So, and then you have Mike Tom Laris and myself also, you know, doing, hosting the show too. So, yeah, I think we've got a great team.
Yeah. So, this season, just started with cycling. Are we going to have more talks like this about Dutch victories?
I think so. I think you better be prepared for Tom Dumoulin to win another Grand Tour. I think with all the troubles of Chris Froome coming now, I don't think he's going to be allowed to start the Tour de France, which then puts Tom Dumoulin pretty much in the frame with Nairo Quintana, Mikael Landa, Richie Porte as the top four favourites for the Tour de France. So
yeah, but Dumoulin says he wants to ride the Giro, and then if you ride two big tours, then You're not at you're not always in best shape.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope he does the Tour de France. I mean, I hope he also does well in the Giro. And last year was something special, but I think that maybe he should rethink if he's going to do both tours, because he's good enough to win the Tour de France, Tom. I think for sure that we're going to see a lot more of Tom Dumoulin. I think he's only just starting to come into his prime. So I think he's getting to his best form. He's at that age now where he's the strongest. So then he's only kind of realised in the last 2 years that he is a Grand Tour contender, not just a super, you know, time trialist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's improved a lot in the mountains. Okay, Hank, I want to thank you for your time. And let's all watch Dutchie's riding their best on SBS Cycling, huh?
No, thank you for having me. And let's try and touch base this year when the Tour de France is on again.
That would be nice. Are you going there?
Yeah, I should be at the Tour de France. I'm taking some cycling tours with Velo Tours this year, and there is a possibility that I'll be working for SBS at this year's Tour de France.
Well, that would be amazing. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. Bye.